ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, the status quo, chapter 12, creation of the Kumaras and others, part 1, verses 1 through 20, the nascent engagements, the Kumaras and Rudradeva.
Sri Maitreya said,
O learned Vidura, so far I have explained to you the glories of the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His feature of Kala. So now you can hear from me about the creation of Lord Brahma, who is the reservoir of all Vedic knowledge. Sasar Jagre Andatamisram Atatamisram Adikrit Mahamohang Chamohang Cha Tamaschagyan Rittayaha.
Brahmaji first created the nascent engagements, which are, number 1, Mohang, the illusory bodily conception. Number 2, Mahamoham, the sense of false ownership of enjoyable objects. Number 3, Tama, darkness in self-knowledge, self-deception, or forgetfulness of one's real spiritual identity. Number 4, Tamasram, anger upon frustration. And number 5, Andatamisram, the sense of death.
But seeing such a misleading creation as a sinful task, Lord Brahma did not feel much pleasure in this activity, and therefore Brahmaji purified himself by meditation on the personality of Godhead. Then Lord Brahma began another term of creation.
And so in the beginning, Lord Brahma created 4 great sages, who were named Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar. All of them were unwilling to adopt materialistic activities because they were highly elevated due to their semens flowing upwards.
Brahmaji then spoke to his sons after generating them. O my dear sons, now please generate progeny. But due to their being attached to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those 4 Kumaras aimed instead at liberation, and therefore they expressed their unwillingness to generate progeny.
And on the refusal of the 4 Kumaras to obey the order of their father, there was much anger generated in the mind of Brahmaji, which he tried to control and not express.
Although Lord Brahma tried to curb his anger, it came out from between his eyebrows, and a child mixed blue and red was immediately generated.
After his birth, the child began to cry,
O destiny maker, O teacher of the universe, kindly designate my name and place. The all-powerful Lord Brahma, who is born from the lotus flower, pacified the boy with gentle words, accepting his request, and said, Do not cry, for I shall certainly do as you desire. O chief of the demigods, you shall be called by the name Rudra by all people, because you have so anxiously cried.
My dear boy, I have already selected the following places for your residence.
The heart, the senses, the air of life, the sky, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, the sun, the moon, and austerity.
Oh, my dear boy Rudra, you have 11 other names.
Manyu, Manu, Mahinasa, Mahan, Shiva, Ritadvaja, Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Vamadeva, and Dhritavrata.
Oh, Rudra, you also have 11 wives, known as the Rudranis, and their names are as follows.
Dhi, Dhriti, Rasala, Uma, Niyut, Sarpi, Ila, Ambika, Iravati, Swadha, and Diksha.
So now, my dear boy, you may accept all the names and places designated for you and your different wives. And since you are now one of the masters of the living entities, you may increase the population on a large scale.
Sri Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura.
The most powerful Rudra, whose bodily color was blue mixed with red, created many offspring exactly resembling him in features, strength, and furious nature.
The sons and grandsons generated by Rudra were unlimited in number, and when they assembled together, they attempted to devour the entire universe.
When Brahmaji, the father of the living entities, saw this, he became afraid of the situation. And Brahmaji spoke to his son, Rudradeva.
O best among the demigods, there is no need for you to generate living entities of this nature,
for they have begun to devastate everything on all sides with their fiery flames from their eyes. Why, they have even attacked me.
So, my dear son, you had better situate yourself in penance, which is auspicious for all living entities, and which will bring all benediction upon you.
By penance only shall you be able to create the universe as it was before.
And only by penance can one even approach the personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is within the heart of every living entity, and at the same time beyond the reach of all the senses. Therefore, another name for Krishna is Adhokshaja. Sri Maitreya said,
thus Rudra, having been ordered by Brahmaji, circumambulated his father, the master of the Vedas.
Addressing Lord Brahma with words of assent, Rudradev entered the forest to perform austere penances.
Recorded April 9, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa.
All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.